Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 40% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at Sleep Number stores or sleepnumber.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Welcome to Talkin' Tofu, a vegan food podcast. I'm Becky Streepy.
And I'm David Streepy.
This week on the show, we'll talk about Just Egg French Toast and eat vegan shrimp from All Vegetarian.
It's Just Egg French Toast?
Yeah, that French toast that I've been making is Just Egg French Toast.
You've been using my Just Egg on this French toast this whole time?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
I asked you.
You asked about the scramble.
No,
casserole that you just made. That's the only time I've ever been asked if you could use the Just Egg.
I asked you. When the kid asked for French toast, I said, let's use the Just Egg. Is that okay? And you said yes. And then since then, I took that yes to be a blanket yes.
Oh.
It was a few weeks ago. It
doesn't sound like something I said.
Yes?
No. Yes, you can use the French.
Dave.
What?
How are you doing?
I'm good. I don't have any specific thing about good. Well, you were going to do that.
Nothing specific has happened?
No, I just meant
Nothing life-changing has happened in the last week to you?
This is going to be a bad episode.
It's going to be a great episode.
No, nothing happened to me this week or either of us. It's just the same old, same old. You're bursting at the bit to talk about that. And so I was just saying like...
Guys, we got vaccinated. Everybody, we got vaccinated.
We got our first shots.
Yes.
Yeah.
But we have appointments for our second shot.
Yeah. Yeah, we live in Georgia, and we became eligible as of Thursday, and we found appointments for Friday, and we got our shots.
We sure did, and then a week after this episode comes out, we will be getting our second shots.
When does this come out?
The 9th.
Oh, okay. Ooh, we'll be on spring break.
Or I guess yours will be. You'll be getting yours week after. I'm 2 days later than you, second shot.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I'll be first.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
Yeah, I knew we were going to talk about that, but not like other stuff that's going on.
What other stuff?
That's exactly my point.
I think that's all we need.
We're not, I don't know.
No? You don't know?
It made my arm hurt. I couldn't move my arm up higher than like lateral for 2 days. I can finally move it today.
Yeah, you were really
suffering. I got the symptoms. I started feeling run down Friday night. And then my arm started hurting real bad, and that kind of continued through Saturday. But now I feel mostly better. And you didn't get any symptoms.
Well, my arm was sore. When the woman gave me my shot and was asking me which arm, and then I picked one, but she could tell I wasn't sure. Mm-hmm. And then she said, do you sleep on your side? And mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I picked the wrong arm.
Oh.
Because I couldn't, I kind
I
of
wish
go.
Wish they'd said that to me.
You had the same lady.
I know. And I wish she'd said it to me.
I wish she had too.
What is you had the same lady supposed to add to that?
I don't know. I'm
surprised. Are you really dragging her for saying something to you and not to me?
Mm-hmm.
Or calling me a liar because I had the same lady as you and she told you. So she must have told everybody.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Both of those things. Just
well, those were two different.
Just dragging that lady and you. Just all at once. No, just kidding. The lady that did my shot was an angel.
She's great.
Anyway, she asked if which side I slept on. And I'm glad she did. I actually kind of go back and forth, side to side. And I can just finally.
Constantly. Just like.
It's true.
Just like wobbling, like you're swaying.
I'm a real like toss and turner.
Like you're at church.
Like, yeah. Well, I like to nestle up in a little nest on one side with my book. And then when I'm ready to go to sleep, flip.
Okay.
So I got the shot on my flip side, not the book side. So when I flip, I couldn't sleep on the flip side for a couple nights. But then last night, I could sleep on the flip side again.
I see.
So my arm was sore, but not like as bad as you.
Yeah, I just wish she had said, there's a chance your arm will be so sore that you can't lift it very high. And then I would pick the arm that I don't use to do everything mm-hmm. as the arm to get the shot.
I wish but that instead, for you.
Yeah, I don't know. It was the same lady. So, I don't know what happened.
She remembered Dave. My appointment was a few hours after Dave's, and she remembered Dave because our child asked us to take videos of ourselves getting the vaccine because we didn't want to bring him with us to stand inside a CVS for who knew how long, because who knows what those lines were going to be like.
And it was the right move?
Yeah, the line was long. He would have hated it. But
it was the most people that I've been around in a year and the longest I'd been inside a building that wasn't. Well, no, when I broke my toe and had to get the toe rebroken, that was the longest I'd been in a building. Mm-hmm. This is the second longest and way more people.
Yeah.
And just filthy people.
Filthy, you think? No. I didn't have that experience.
I just mean a non-medical situation is inherently filthy.
Oh.
There's nothing particular about these people, but it was like flip-flops instead of shoes. You know, that kind of. It all
medical.
Adds up. Carpeted floor in the pharmacy, which is like, really?
Yeah. Why does – that's so gross. Why would a pharmacy have a carpeted floor? It's so
why
hard
to keep
it clean.
Why would anybody have a carpeted floor?
I don't know. Now that we have these rugs and all throughout the house, I kind of get – a carpet is nice.
A rug is cleanable, though. A carpet is a bit much bigger pain to clean.
Yeah.
Hey, those of you toeheads with carpets, are you filthy? Get at us.
What he means to ask is, because we love you. We just want to know how you're cleaning your carpets because we need to clean these rugs.
No, we know how to clean the rugs.
Oh, with the rug doctor.
No, we don't use the rug doctor. That's what ruined the rug.
Oh.
Because that rug was not... like water, whatever.
Oh, I bet this one isn't either.
No, these you spot clean. You're supposed to spot clean them, but you're also supposed to vacuum them very regularly.
Yeah.
You're also supposed to vacuum them very regularly.
Yeah.
You're also, if you're in a situation where you're concerned that your carpet, your rugs are getting dirty.
Yeah.
There's a part of rug ownership that involves vacuuming the rug very regularly. We also got a rug in the living room from Ruggable, which is a washable rug. Like it's a Velcro pad and then you take it off the Velcro and you just put it in the washing machine. But you know what the catch is? You have to take it off of the Velcro and put it in the washing machine if you want it to be clean.
Yeah.
It doesn't do that on its own.
You can vacuum it. I vacuumed it the other day.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
But it can be laundered, which is pretty cool.
Right. It's also like a hairy rug. And so only so much vacuuming is going to get stuff that's like worked its way down to the skin of the rug.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
But we got it because it was machine washable.
Mm-hmm.
Shag. Yep. Not a hairy rug, a shag rug.
Yeah. If you're on Instagram, you've probably seen ads for Ruggable. If you haven't yet, you will now because we just said it.
I fall for all of the ads on Instagram.
Me too. Ordered so many leggings.
Yeah.
Instagram knows what I like and it's leggings.
Yeah. Yeah, but you got to wash the rug. But these rugs, you vacuum them regularly. And then if you have a spot or a discoloration that you want to get out, like maybe Muddy Pawkins came in here and put his muddy paws all over the place, that's banded. You spot clean it with a wet rag and then you got to dry it right away because it's not water, whatever.
The subtext of this conversation that y'all may not be privy to is that our cordless vacuum died. It stopped vacuuming, which is all a vacuum is supposed to do. And we replaced it with a corded vacuum because it
accidentally.
Accidentally.
I made a mistake.
Yes. But The point is, for me, mentally, for some reason, plugging in the vacuum is like a huge mental hurdle. When I'm vacuuming, it's not a big deal. Like right. once I get started, but for some reason, I'm like, oh, and I have to uncoil that plug and plug it in and move the plug when I run out of cord. And for some reason, that is just like, I can't, I don't know. It's so dumb. There's no reason for it.
Yeah.
When we had the cordless vacuum, I would vacuum like all the time.
Every day.
Mm-hmm. Easy peasy. This
one's an easy thing to get used to.
I'm spoiled is my point.
I also help.
Yes, you do.
I just didn't want it to be like, it's an easy thing to get used to when you clean often.
Oh, no, it's an easy thing to get used to when you have a cordless vacuum.
Right.
Spoiling you.
You just pick it up and
yeah,
and clean whatever.
And then Dave got us a dustbuster, and I think that was a mistake.
Because yeah, it was a mistake.
It's very enabling. I keep just grabbing the dustbuster and getting the corners because I don't – anyone who has large dogs or cats that shed a lot probably know that those fur tumbleweeds collect in the corners. And so I'll just get the corners and be like, that's fine.
But then it's not fine. Come out of my office and you'll be crouched over going through the whole house with the dustbuster.
And it's hard
covering
my back.
The same ground that you would get with a vacuum cleaner. You just vacuum the house with the dustbuster because the dustbuster is cordless.
Mm-hmm. Hunched over double.
Right.
Or like doing a weird crouch frog walk
yeah.
around the house. It's
I
and for
seen
some
the frog
reason.
Walk.
Oh, sometimes I do that if my back starts to anyway, the point is for some reason. All of that, I'm like, no problem. But plugging a vacuum into the wall.
Yeah.
Too much.
I like how the past 5 minutes have just been products that we've bought. Because that's our life is just sitting around buying stuff.
Like, that's
how
this
freaking
whole,
privileged.
This whole podcast is just stuff we
I
bought.
I know, but like these are big ticket items, sort of.
Yeah.
Like, we're just like, and then we got this rug that you put in the washing machine, but you got to put it in. And then we got this dustbuster. And then we got a corded vacuum. Bucket. We got this corded vacuum.
We have two big dogs. They yeah. shed a lot. Dealing with that involves a lot of trial and error, especially if you want cozy rugs.
Yeah. I don't know if I'd call these rugs cozy.
I love it. It feels
they're cozier
so cozy.
Than hardwoods.
Yeah. Cozy yeah. on my feet. When I walk into my office. From the tile
right.
to the rug, I feel a coziness wash over me when I step onto the carpet.
But if this was your, if okay, you said carpet. If this was your carpet, though, you'd be disappointed. It's not thick enough to be like good carpet.
No, it's thin.
Yeah.
But it's, I got it for its sound dampening quality.
Mm.
But I also, it's so pretty
maybe
and
should,
it feels cozy on my feet.
Maybe we should just get carpets.
No. Why would
like,
we?
Like replace our tile with carpet. And then clean the carpet.
In the living room?
I don't know.
It's worth considering.
Towheads with carpets. Would you do it again?
What kind of carpet do you have?
So for, answer the first question about whether you're filthy or not. And then the second question about, just be honest. Nobody's judging you for being filthy, but let me know if you're a filthy person or a clean person. And then say whether we should get carpet.
Yeah. Because here's another thing, more subtext that you may not be
I'm not really throwing any subtext, so it's
well, the reason that we play with the idea of replacing the tile in our house every once in a while is because we call them magic floors. But what we have is an old 1920s house and it moves and it caused when we put in the tile, it looked so beautiful. And then within like a month, would you say?
Well, you're leaving a part out. What? It's tile and grout goes between tile. And when we were buying grout, we wanted.
Oh, I wanted dark grout. And yeah. the guy at the Lowe's was like, no, you've got to get the light grout. It's going to look dirty all the time. Here's a tip. Light grout looks dirty all the time too, because then it gets dark spots.
Yeah.
I would argue it looks worse because yeah. it's not uniform dirtiness.
Yeah. That's like such a objective fact that I wouldn't even call it something that you would argue.
But also, that wasn't even what I was going to say. Right. It's not even the grout. It's that these tiles have been cracking. There's cracked tile all over our house.
Yeah, they're all cracked.
The cracks bother me more than the dirty grout.
Hey, tiling towheads. If you run a tiling company and you want to retile our house, and smaller tiles that don't crack, we'll give you a free ad on Talking Tofu. We'll give you two. What do you think? I'd do two ads for full retiling of our floors.
Sure.
I'd do three ads. There you go.
Bargain.
Three ads in three different episodes, too.
We got a review. Amanda M. Louie, I think I got that last name right. I'm sorry if I didn't, says, fun and food. Dave and Becky are funny, sarcastic, and their food reviews always influence my shopping list. Perfect Friday morning content.
Ooh, Friday morning.
Thank you, Amanda, and thank you for listening just right away.
Well, or they set time aside Friday morning and they're still on like episode four.
Mm-hmm. Episode four is the good one.
Well, or my point, not that they're on that specific episode, but that they just got around to it and they only have time to listen to it on Friday morning.
So you think Amanda has gone back
to one and is
catching up?
No. I mean, Amanda always started at one. She just started 8 months after we started doing it and only has time to listen on Friday mornings. Mm-hmm. You're just interpolate that Friday morning means that she's listening to the latest one as they come out.
I have faith in Amanda. I'm sorry that you don't.
I think she's a great listener either way. Listen to any episode. You don't have to be bleeding edge current. You have equal value.
That's true. We love all our listeners.
You were saying the exact opposite 15 seconds ago. Mm-hmm. I have more faith in her than that implies that there is more value to being a current listener than a past listener. I'm saying, hey, you're all welcome at this table. You're all welcome at the talking toe table.
Toe bowl? Nope.
No.
Talking toe bowl.
Talking toe table.
Toe table. Yep. I think you nailed it right out of the gate. I was just trying to workshop it a little. It wasn't great.
I just like that toes sticking around.
Yeah.
It is becoming more of a toe forward podcast. Yeah.
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 Appetizing. Do you have a news item?
What? Mm-hmm. Hey.
Hey.
Amanda, thanks.
Yes.
Nice letter, Amanda.
Amanda, thank you so much for writing us a review.
Good review. Hey, how many stars was it?
5 stars.
Nice. We did it. I didn't want to assume.
I think we have all 5-star reviews right now.
Jinx it.
Thank you all so much for doing that, though.
Baited line out there to be like, hey, nothing will ever change that.
And if you write us a review, we will read it on the pod.
I just want to, because we're starting to get a lot of reviews. We got one this week. We got one last week. I just want to manage expectations. We might not read it the week that you leave the review. Because we're starting to get a lot of reviews. If you leave a review, we will donate $1 to a vegan charity.
That's right. How many do we have so far? Let's see. That was a big one. That was Jenna. Surely everyone heard that one. That was a big one. We have 17 reviews. So we'll donate $17 to an animal charity.
And we'll put in the TBD. Notes which charity it is. We'll probably change the charity out by month. We will round up to the next 10 so 20. Like if we get one review, we're not going to give $1 to a charity. We'll give $10 to the charity that month.
Right, right, right.
But we'll collect them all in that month. We'll make the donation. Mm-hmm. And then we'll say in the show notes what the charity was. We'll probably already say on here too once we get this going. Just coming up with this off the top of my head, so...
I'm into it.
Okay. Yeah.
I love it. Okay. I can't wait to pick a charity together.
Yeah.
I have some ideas.
Are they toe related? No. Because I have a broken one.
You do.
I do need a toe man.
You do. Just like a temporary position.
Just pat my toe gently throughout the day.
I think that would
be like there. No, gently. You think that would what? I'm sorry. I think over
time it would start out nice, but over time I think it would start to become irritating.
I would put that to the test.
Okay.
Thank you. All right. Welcome to Talking Toe News. This is a segment in the middle of the Talking Tofu podcast where me, David Streepy, reads a headline from the vegan world of news. And this one is not from plant-based news. It's not from Veg News.
What?
Yeah. This one is from Cision, PR Newswire. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. And this one is news is provided by Bell Brands USA. So you can maybe see where I'm headed with this, is that Bell Brands USA introduces its first exclusively plant-based cheese brand, Nourish. N-U-R-I-S-H-H. So it's like Nourish, like it's going to give you nourishment, but it's also like, be quiet, like Nourish.
Oh, yeah. Nourish.
Because it's a... because they do the Baby Bell cheese, you know, those little round ones. Yes, that's right.
Vegan Baby Bell is here?
Because you're telling the baby, shh, nourish.
When I was in elementary school, one of my favorite lunchbox items was a Baby Bell cheese because I loved cheese and I loved Baby Bell and I loved that after you opened up the wax thing by pulling the tab, which is very satisfying, you could play with the wax. It was something to do with your hands. Anyway, the point is, tell me everything.
Well, I'm sorry to disappoint you, but Bell Brands USA is adding plant-based cheeses to its product portfolio, but those will be slices and shreds. So I don't think they're going to do the little wheel yet. But I'm sure you can't be Bell Brands USA and look at this like glaring success, cultural success of that little waxy wheel.
Yeah.
And on the other hand, be like, we're going to do a plant-based cheese and not connect that to the cultural phenomenon that is your little waxy wheel.
I would argue that that would make them stand out because shreds and slices, we have lots. What
the
we
way
don't
you said
have
it was like a protest chant. Shreds and slices, we have lots.
What's
or
the
no,
next?
It was like a yeah, a like a protest cheer, but like a football cheer. Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. My point is,
shreds and slices. How about you?
Give me a B. No,
B.
Give me an. Forget it.
I didn't know you wanted me to actually give you the B.
I didn't. I was trying to come up with a new cheer, but listen, the point is, I think if they...
Whoa! Kicking the table.
He hit my knee.
Oh, boy. Look.
My point is, if they want to stand out in the world of vegan cheese, making the Baby Bell wheel, which I am sure I'm not the only vegan that has fond memories of those little baby cheeses. They came in the mesh bag. Gosh.
Shreds and slices. We have lots. Waxy wheels would be so hot.
Yes! You got it.
I don't think... No, I don't have it. I don't think that's it. Saying that something would be hot really implies like... that you're going to be turned on by it. Like, say, like, you can say that some phenomenon that's in the world is hot and that's like, yeah, it's trending, it's fashionable.
Mm-hmm.
But saying, like, that would be hot in the future is like, that's going to be a turn on.
What
you know?
What else will we rhyme with lot? Not bot?
Rot? Waxy wheels will never rot because it's plant based.
I think we can get some Genosaurs. Toeheads, if you heard that, let me know. Because I've gotten some requests for Jenna Snores, and they're epic right now. I'm going to try to wake her up a little bit. Jingles. Jingles. Jenna. Hey. Oh, I know. I was having a dream. That's a good girl. Okay, now we can go on. Oh, Dave's got a cheer. It's coming. I would love a song. I haven't gotten a new Dave Streepy song in many, many weeks.
Trot, trot, waxy wheels will make me trot.
No, that doesn't sound right. That sounds like if they were
waxy
dairy.
Waxy wheels are what I'd have bought. Getting closer.
Waxy wheels are.
Waxy wheels are.
I would have in bought.
Are in my pot. Put waxy wheels into my pot. Put waxy wheels into my caught because you're at camp. Mm-hmm. And you got sent a care package from your vegan mom. Mm-hmm. And it was a waxy wheel.
Waxy wheels.
Waxy wheels are not.
Anyway, Bell Brands, if you need some help with PR, Dave and I are available.
But not jingles. Let's see. Is there anything else in here? Guided by Bell's French cheesemaking expertise, Nourish strikes the balance of genuine cheesy taste, meltability, and comfort with plant-based goodness. Certified plant-based and lactose-free, Nourish serves up a good source of calcium and B12. It contains no artificial colors and flavors. So they're going to do cheddar, mozzarella, provolone slices, cheddar, mozzarella, and then a cheddar mozz style blend of the shreds. And yeah, Bell Brands delivers fun snacks to over 400 million consumers globally. That's a real human statement to make. And so that is Talking Tone News.
Wait, before we DDD out of here, can I just say I was a little I'm hearing some suspicious language in this press release.
Oh, okay.
Because they use the words lactose-free mm-hmm. and plant-based. Mm-hmm. They never say vegan, which could be just because vegan is like a loaded word and some PR pros just don't use it. Mm-hmm. But it could be because there are animal ingredients that aren't lactose.
Let's see. You're right. Yeah.
I was trying to look it up mm-hmm. while you were reading the varieties.
Right.
But all I found was the press release. And then I went to the webpage. The webpage does not have content on it yet.
Huh. Then it says vegan on the package.
Oh, it does? Pew, pew. Okay. I just wanted to make sure.
Because Take that, skeptic.
I've been burned by plant-based stuff before, like that pot pie that had vegan chicken, but then full of dairy.
Right.
So I'm always, when I hear plant-based and some of the language on there, it just could go either way. I wanted to make sure because I didn't want to say it was vegan and then have someone be like, hey, not vegan.
Well.
Dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Yeah, I know. I already did that. French toast.
So on Wednesdays, the Atlanta Public School District has a thing called Asynchronous Wednesdays, which is pretty much no school. There's basically no school here on Wednesdays, virtual or in person. Because it's kind of a slow morning, the kid has gotten to his head that we're going to have special breakfasts every Wednesday, which is very sweet. I don't know how. He just kind of decided it, and we were like, okay, this is a thing we do now. So we've been doing special breakfasts on Wednesdays, and a few weeks ago he asked for French toast. And I like French toast. So I used to make French toast a lot as a kid. That was like one of the early foods that I learned how to make. So I'm kind of a French toast eyeballer. I don't measure anything when I make it. It just all kind of...
You know that familiar phrase? A French toast eyeballer? Well, that's Becky.
I'm kind of an eyeballer when I cook in general. It's developing a recipe always starts with trying to figure out how much of everything I put in a thing.
I'm an eyeballer. I'm an eyeballer. Watching eyes go ball. Ball, ball, ball.
So when he asked for French toast, we had some just egg in the house. And so I asked Dave permission to use...
We had some just egg in, just laying around.
Just laying around.
It's some under the actively purchased and replaced just egg that is always in our refrigerator and within expiration limits.
Yes.
So almost like there's an effort to make sure that that is the case by somebody who is staying on top of this as part of their regular weekly routine.
I did ask. So what I did was to make French toast. I think I just made it for the two of you because I don't.
You don't need breakfast.
I can't eat that something like French toast that early.
Me either, apparently.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you suffering?
Yeah, I was.
All these weeks.
It's still tasty. This is twice, Becky.
Has it been twice? I thought it was thrice.
It's been two times.
Oh, well.
All these weeks.
All these weeks.
You've just been suffering silently. Twice.
So I poured half the bottle of Just Egg into a bowl. And then I added.
Half the bottle.
Yeah. And then I added. A little bit of agave nectar, maybe like a tablespoon. Mm-hmm. Don't quote me on that. A little drizzle. And then I added a pinch of cinnamon and a little dash of nutmeg and a little drizzle of vanilla extract. Mm-hmm. Whipped it all up. and coated Dave's white mountain bread and fried it up.
First time it was not the white mountain bread.
It wasn't? What was it?
It was other bread. It was a sourdough loaf that our friend Cody made for us.
Oh, yeah. It was Cody's sourdough. Yeah. Gosh, that made beautiful French toast.
That was some gourmet shit.
Yeah. I put big, thick slices of sourdough.
Yeah. Two C's.
Mm-hmm. And just fried it up on both sides till it was browned on both sides. I just used sunflower oil because that's the like light oil that we had. What a dream. We've covered it in maple syrup, sprinkled on some powdered sugar.
I just did powdered sugar.
The kid had both.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because do you want maple syrup, powdered sugar, or both? What was a child going to say?
Yeah. It was really good, but it's like eating cake for breakfast. I think that's true about French toast, though.
Yeah. That is what French toast is.
More so than pancakes, though.
You think so? I think in line.
No, pancakes are like, that's debatable. Whether it's too sweet for like a breakfast treat. And then there's like, well, you're just making it sweeter by putting blah, 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 blah on it, you know, to turn it into a candy. But I think you can make an argument that there is a middle of the road pancake that could complement a breakfast and not be too much of like a sweet treat, you know, to be like, oh gosh, that's stomachache city every time. French toast is stomachache city every time. Mm-hmm. It is a very sweet confection that is sliding under the radar as breakfast, the same way that like a Fruit Loop is or a Sugar Smack is, you know?
Yeah. I'll say I don't get stomach aches from breakfasts like that so much. Maybe a little bit, but nothing like day ruining. But what happens to me is that I crash from all that sugar and feel like absolute hot garbage maybe 90 minutes later. Same thing when we make like cinnamon rolls or even crescent rolls. Like I can't just have white flour in the morning.
Yeah.
Better to have nothing than that because I'll just feel horrible.
I feel like we fixed that hack with the crescent rolls by putting the Beyond sausage in them.
Yes. That was good. A little protein to balance it out. My body was like, thank you.
When was the last time we did that?
We haven't done that in a minute. Let's do that again soon.
Oh, wait, no.
Dave.
Hey.
You want to eat something new?
No. No.
Uh-oh.
You skipped. I cannot believe.
What did I skip?
Didn't get any new takeout places this week?
This week?
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. Hi, everyone. Welcome to the segment Talk and Takeout that I did not forget.
Hey, how dare you? How dare you, damn it?
I mean, your rage is justified, Tanky. Or is that Lefty?
You're just casually...
What?
Just Takey.
Takey!
Showed up and you're just like, what do you think, Takey?
Yeah.
Casually.
Get him in here. Takey, you're back!
No, no, forget it. Forget it. Forget it. This would have been a big moment.
Really blew it.
Would have been a huge moment. Just out of nowhere. Like that it took the omission of this takeout dish to resurrect Takey and bring him back. Like the power, the raw electric force of that oversight would have be enough to like revive somebody from the dead.
Yeah.
But I guess not. We got Slutty Vegan takeout.
Yeah, we did. Atlanta friends, get the Slutty Vegan app. You can get delivery.
Yeah.
They deliver
tip
now.
Well.
Tip so well.
And, you know, the location opened up recently in Edgewood, on Edgewood Avenue.
Yes, which is just like a couple miles from here.
Right. So we're super lazy.
So yes, we're super. Well, the thing about Slutty Vegan, though, is the lines are still really long. The first time that I got Slutty Vegan, this was years ago when they were pretty new still, but I waited 2 hours in line for my burger. And that was pretty standard at that time. I don't know if it's still like a 2 hour wait in line, but.
I think the line moves more quickly, but I think there is still a line, and that's because they're being so good about limiting the number of people who can be in the store itself.
I also wonder if the lines are shorter because they have more locations now.
Maybe, but I've seen the line and it's like wild long on the Instagram.
So the delivery, you don't have to wait in the line. Mm-hmm. What did you think? Did you think it held up well to delivery?
I did. I thought it was great. Yeah.
I thought so too. And the thing about Slutty Vegan is they don't have a dining room, so you'd have to bring it home anyway. So it's traveling whether you get it delivered or whether you go get it yourself.
Do they not have a dining room? The Edgewood location? You haven't been there.
I haven't. That's true.
I think they have tables there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah.
Oh, one thing I got was their fried pickles, and their fried pickles come with like this berry mayo dipping sauce. Y'all, what a dream. Absolutely get the fried pickles. I don't usually love things that are super breaded like that, but pickles have such a strong flavor that the breading doesn't take away. It actually kind of has a mellowing effect. And then you dip it in that kind of medium sweet berry mayo. Gosh, I ate the entire, I ate almost the entire portion of fried pickles that day myself. I gave a few to Dave to try. Oh my gosh. Oh, I didn't write down my order, but I can say what I had because I remember. I don't remember the name of it, but it was their plantain sandwich. I didn't get a burger because we had just made Impossible Burgers the night before. And I thought, I don't think I need a burger today. I'm going to branch out. And I got their plantain sandwich. So they're jerk fried plantains. And it had cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and their slut sauce on a Hawaiian bun. And it was great. It was so good. Those plantains are spicy. It is so nice with the cool, creamy slut sauce and with the soft Hawaiian bun. All of that kind of takes a little bit of the heat out and makes it like just a really great experience.
So they have a dining room, but it's takeout only for now.
Okay.
But you can still, like, they're limiting the number of people in the restaurant. They also have a store section, so you can shop for like the merchandise and stuff there too. But it's a big space right on Edgewood.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So what I got was the Sloppy Toppy, as I believe what I got, which is the plant-based patty loaded with jalapenos, vegan cheese, caramelized onions, lettuce, tomato, and slut sauce on a Hawaiian bun, vegan Hawaiian bun. And it was, no joke, spicy AF. It was very, I like the spices now. I like a little bit of hotness on my food and in my sauces and stuff. And this one had like sliced jalapenos. I assumed they would be pickled, like if you were ordering them on a burrito or something like that, but they were HOT hot. It was very, very hot. I loved it, but be warned that you're not getting like a little kick with it. You're getting like a full like foot to the face.
Yeah.
Like in a hurting you way.
I would say that about the plantain sandwich as well. Hey, while you have it up, what's
but it's a good hurt is what I'm saying.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
It didn't hurt me in a bad way.
Oh no.
Like I wanted to be kicked in the face and I got kicked in the face mm-hmm. by the spice.
Yeah. Same with the plantain sandwich. Very spicy, very welcome spice. But if you are not into spiciness, I would say do not get that.
Yeah.
The kid got a burger that came with plantains on it and he had to pull his plantains out because he likes spicy, but not to that degree.
Yeah.
He liked it without the plantains, though.
Yeah.
I mean, what's not to like? It's that creamy sauce and a burger with yep. lettuce, tomato, onion.
What did you... Oh, and the coleslaw. I got the coleslaw as well. And I was surprised. I shouldn't have been surprised. The coleslaw was like a dollar as a side. It came in like kind of a small ramekin-sized serving. So it was like an addition, but I wouldn't really call it a side, like a formal side. There just wasn't enough of it there. It was like two, maybe three bites.
Yeah, but it was like the size ramekin that you get like ketchup.
Yeah, but it was so good. It was so freaking good. And it had a little bit of a kick to it too. And that's like the kind of kick where it's like, it's not a foot in the face. It's like somebody came up to you and just like flicked your nose with their fingers. It was like, ooh.
But you were like,
ooh, but you wanted it. Like, you like to get hit.
Yeah.
You know?
I didn't try the coleslaw because it was a very small portion.
Yeah. Yeah. I didn't share any of it. But it was great. It was so good. I was glad I got it and I would get it again. What did you want me to look at?
The name of that plantain sandwich because it's got a name.
Well, yeah, they all have names.
Yeah. I was going to look it up, but you're on the menu.
They all got names. I don't think, is it on here? I don't think it's on here. Yeah, no, there's the Fussy Hussy, the Sloppy Toppy, the Chicken Head, the Super Slut. Oh man, I gotta get the Super Slut next time.
The one that I like the most is the Ménage à Trois, and it was not on their delivery menu, but that one has vegan shrimp on it, and it is so good.
And I gotta say, probably, I don't know, it's a real treat to hear our child. talk about this food. Talking about his one night stand. No, he didn't get the one night stand. He wanted to get the one night stand because I had the bacon on it.
He got the dance hall queen, which had the jerk plantains in it. Oh, I got the PLT. Jerk plantains with lettuce, tomato, and our slut sauce on a vegan Hawaiian bun. So good, y'all. If you want to try, if you're not feeling a burger patty, but you do want some slutty vegan, this is the sandwich. It was so good.
They also got a chopped Philly that I'm excited to try out at some point, and the chicken head chicken sandwich, which I am psyched to try out at some point as well. And I'm hopeful for the day when I can get in there, you know?
Yes.
And even just do takeout and feel good about doing the takeout and standing in the line, which hopefully after that second shot.
Yeah.
Stuff like that will be on the table for me, the germaphobe.
I will say that 2 hours in line experience, it was a long wait, but it was also kind of a party. Like everyone was so excited. Slutty Vegan was very new. Mm-hmm. The people behind me in line had friends visiting them. And mm-hmm. Slutty Vegan was like on their list of things in Atlanta they wanted to do. Like everyone was just jazzed and talking about burgers, and it was really sweet. It was like a fun experience.
Did you talk about the mayo sauce with the fried pickles?
Yeah.
Okay.
Berry mayo.
I was too busy on my phone looking up menu items.
Yeah, that's okay.
That's neat though.
It is. It was good.
Hey, it's neat.
And pretty.
It's neat that they do that.
Pretty purple color.
Yeah. Pretty perps.
Pretty perps. I can't believe we almost didn't talk about that.
Well, yeah, I can't believe you skipped it. I'm going to order it again soon.
Hey.
Hi.
You ready to eat something new?
Yeah. Anything else we missed?
Is there?
I don't know. What do we got?
This week, we are reviewing another item from the huge birthday order that Dave got me from GTFO. It's vegan. This time we're trying the All Vegetarian Shrimp.
Is that the name of the company?
The company is called All Vegetarian.
Wow. Mm-hmm. Good claim by that company.
All Vegetarian.
Yeah.
So I will say the first thing I do want to say about this shrimp before we get into like the taste and texture and everything, no cooking directions on the package, which
some of the stuff like that wasn't the only thing that came in this order that was just bereft of instruction.
Yeah, we need directions. Yeah. But how should I cook this?
GTFO, I guess it's not their
fault. It's not their fault. All Vegetarian, tell me how to cook it. Yeah. So I had to kind of guess, and I feel like I guessed correctly.
You did.
But it was a real crapshoot. I was very nervous cooking this because of the crapshoot. And I thought, is Dave going to be able to taste that? Crab. Because it's in there.
Oh.
Okay. So anyway. Yeah,
because there's like a shrimp thing.
Oh, yeah.
There's little turds that are on the shrimp.
Oh, yeah.
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 It is a crapshoot.
It is a crapshoot. Right. Animal shrimp is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Not vegan shrimp.
Yeah, this stuff would have fidelity down to the little vegan crap.
It was that's so, on the so authentic. So I would say that if you get this shrimp, you have a couple of options. Maybe a few options, but the two that I'm going to – you could steam it, but I don't know for how long.
Hmm.
You would need to just keep checking it until it's cooked through. You could just let it thaw naturally. I think it's cooked in the
bag. It's got to be, yeah.
Or you could do what I did, which was I microwaved it in 30-second bursts until it felt cooked through. I was worried about overcooking it because I thought it could get rubbery or you don't know what's going to happen.
Well, I got to say – hearing that you microwaved it surprises me because you would think that would make it mushy, and this stuff had snap to it.
Yeah. Oh, you know what? I put it in the colander. I'm sorry. It came out in a brick, just like those wings. I put it in the colander and ran warm water over it first to separate them out, and then microwaved in 30-second bursts until it was cooked through. And it depends on your microwave. They're all so different.
So these... appearance-wise, look like tailless shrimp, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like
I would say so.
I would say some care went into the appearance of them, though, is, I guess, where I'm headed. Just like the vegan Z-Star salmon stuff and the tuna stuff, like care goes into the appearance to give it a familiar look.
Yeah, they know you eat with your eyes first.
And so I think the size-wise... Size-wise, probably like size of my thumb.
Yeah.
So not like jumbo, not like popcorn either, but like pretty good.
Like a medium sized
shrimp. You put them in a pesto pasta.
Mm-hmm.
It's penne. So
was it a penne? I mean, oh, yeah, it was.
Take it or leave it, guys. It's penne. So I had maybe six in my bowl.
Mm-hmm.
And that was good. That was right. Felt right. Felt like a good amount. Felt like a good level of protein. Felt like if I was at the Olive Garden ordering this, maybe I'd have gotten 10. Maybe I would have had some takeaway.
Yeah.
You know?
I will say there is not much protein in these.
No?
No. I'm going to look up the nutritional information, but okay. I think it's like a half a gram per serving, something like that.
I guess I was using protein more informally than that. Like as that thing that you add to your pasta dish or that thing, you know, the thing that you base the meal around.
Yes. Yeah. I just, you know, people worry about protein, even though you don't have to worry about protein too much, but
I haven't had protein in like 5 years.
Yeah. I'm surprised you're alive.
I'm not.
Oh, here's instructions.
Oh my God. I just did a reveal that I was a ghost.
Sorry.
No, no, you can't. sorry. Let's
back up. I'll yell this time. Preparation instructions.
I am taking it back alive.
Dave's a ghost.
Doesn't register. Dave's dead. A ghost doesn't register. What, you found cooking instructions on the website?
Yes, they're on the website. If you scroll through the images, one of the images has cooking instructions. Place shrimp in boiling water for 20 to 30 seconds to prevent rubbery texture. Pan fry chopped garlic and oil in a nonstick pan. Add shrimp. Stir in a half teaspoon of seasoning of choice. Open-ended. Cook for a few minutes, tossing and stirring frequently until shrimp is crispy on the outside but still tender. Ooh. Remove from pan and enjoy. Okay, here's what I was looking for, though, which is the nutritional information. Can I zoom in? No. Okay, it's very small, but I think it's saying there's 0.75 grams of protein in a serving.
0.75 grams of protein. So this isn't going to tick any boxes for you.
It also, though, says there are like, I can't tell if that says 5 or 6 servings in a container, which, no, there's maybe, like 3 servings.
Maybe they're thinking of like cocktail.
Or
like
maybe
if
it's
you're at a shrimp cocktail at like a fancy party or something.
Yeah. Or maybe these are bigger bags. Anyway, there's not.
So it's not ticking any boxes other than flavor.
Yeah.
Which is an important box. And texture.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I'd give it high marks for texture. I give it high marks for flavor. It tasted amazing.
Yeah.
It tasted so good. I give it.
Sorry.
The phone fell on the dog. The dog who was left out in the rain for 20 minutes this morning.
A
negligent child. Who felt terrible about it once 2 and 2 were added together in front of him.
Mm-hmm. He's shaking off.
Just had a phone dropped on him.
He's having a bad day.
Yeah.
Oh, here's a bigger one. Oop, come back. So there, it says 5 servings per container, 0.75 grams.
So to attempt to summarize again.
Yeah.
Not ticking a lot of boxes on the protein front.
But they do
All right.
Never mind.
Go ahead. Just let me know when you're done reading your phone.
No. You're done. I'm done. Whoa, a lot of sodium, though. Like half your daily sodium. I'm done now.
Okay.
Tell me about the boxes. Okay. I'm going to my notes.
I liked it. It was good.
No, tell me.
I said it already. Good appearance, good taste.
I agree. I thought the look of them was really good. I thought the flavor was really good. So it had like the mild fishiness that you'd expect from shrimp, and it was a little bit sweet, but not overly sweet. And my memory of shrimp is that it had like a little sweet undertone. It wasn't sugary in any way. It was just like, I think that a lot of seafood has like a little bit of an underlying sweetness. I didn't think that it tasted exactly like shrimp. But I thought it scratches that itch very well. It gets very close.
Yeah, I might be too distant from having actual shrimp, but I thought it was like bullseye.
Really?
Yep.
I thought it was great. I thought it was great.
I thought it was bullseye.
Yeah.
So somewhere between great and bullseye.
So I want to try this pan-fried situation that they mentioned.
Yeah.
And I liked it in the pesto pasta too. I was worried that the pesto would overpower it, but I thought it was great. So how else would you want to see the shrimp prepared?
Cocktail, I just said.
Ooh,
put it around a cup.
Oh,
and a little of the red sauce. What is that? That's not tartar sauce.
Cocktail sauce.
Is it cocktail sauce? What is cocktail sauce? Ketchup and
horseradish.
No.
Yeah.
Why don't we have horseradish in our house?
I look for horseradish all the time. It is really hard to find here.
Huh.
You can get it in the international section. The international section has...
She's doing air quotes.
I am doing air quotes because it's in our grocery store. The international section has, I don't know, it's got food that's not like standard American diet food. It's one aisle at the Kroger. That's the international section. It has all kinds of stuff, including there's a little... shelving section of Jewish foods. That's where you'll get like your matzah and stuff, and you can get prepared horseradish there.
I always like the overlap between that one aisle and stuff that's also in, like, black beans are in the international aisle, but they're also in the bean aisle because it's pretty staple here, you know?
Yeah.
But it's like, if you have one aisle, you're gonna like cannibalize that space with stuff that's available elsewhere in the store. And
yeah. I agree.
Yeah. Okay. I just ran out of things to say.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that they the fact that they have an international section is kind of like, I don't know. It always kind of bothered me.
I'd rather have it than not have it.
I want those foods, but I just feel like, I don't know, labeling wise, it always gives me kind of a head tilt. But anyway, it's expensive in that section because I think you can get prepared horseradish that's not imported.
Right.
But this is imported, and so it's expensive.
Like, that's where you get the soy sauce, and that's always weird too.
Yeah, that's
like soy sauce is pretty stable-y.
Yeah.
Maybe just for me.
Yeah. We use soy sauce in everything.
But also, like, where would the soy sauce go?
It could go in condiments. The sauces. Yeah. Condiments.
Let's do this for every international item. Where would the matzo balls go?
Well, they don't sell matzo balls, but I guess they'd sell matzo.
Where would the gefilte fish go?
Gefilte fish? I guess with other canned meats.
Hmm.
Matzo balls, I've never seen prepared matzo balls, but you could get matzah flour, like that you use to make matzah balls, that would be with other baking stuff.
Where would the mole go?
Sauces, like where tomato
sauce
is.
There's no room in the sauces.
Well, make room.
They've got, and it's wall to wall.
Yeah, I guess so. But then they could move the pasta.
You're arguing for another row?
They have like a whole aisle of red sauces and pastas.
Yeah.
The pasta could go in a different area, and the mole and other sauces like that could go in the same aisle where tomato sauce is. Okay. Why does tomato sauce get its whole... I mean, I guess
because there's so much of it. Where would you put the pasta?
In its own aisle. Pasta.
There's only so many aisles. So you want to create an additional aisle, or do you want to displace stuff from another aisle? We're rearranging the whole grocery store right now. Well, so what aisle would you move it to more appropriately, and then what would you displace from that aisle?
I think pasta and rice and quinoa and all that could go into a whole grains aisle.
Okay.
It could be the international aisle because we're busting that up.
I thought we were getting rid of the international.
Right.
Oh, okay.
Goodbye, international aisle. Okay. Now you're the whole grains aisle.
Okay.
Or the grains aisle. I guess pasta's not always a whole grain. But so you were also saying, though, there's a lot of overlap, like beans and stuff like that. And like salsa, too, is in more than one location. That stuff you don't have to find a new place for. It has a place.
What would the... little crispy noodles.
Oh, like the lo mein noodles?
Yeah.
Maybe with crackers?
Hmm.
Do another one. Last one.
What about the... I'm not worldly enough to know any other...
any other international food?
No, I'm on the spot, so I'm drawing a blank. What about a... See, I'm answering my own questions on a lot of these. Like, they have the tortillas there, and it's like, well, duh, you'd move those to the bread, but there's already tortillas on the bread, so that's an overlap.
Mm-hmm.
What's in a jar?
I don't know, like grape leaves.
There you go. Good one.
Grape leaves?
Great one.
Would go with canned vegetables.
Canned vegetables? It's a jar, though.
Yeah, but there's other jar stuff in the canned vegetables. Like, you can...
Well, that's a...
Like, sun-dried...
That's a different item. Like, a different...
Well, canning's gripe. Canning's a process, though. Like, if
they
you
should call it jarred if it's in a jar.
If you're doing home canning, it's in a jar.
You are doing home jarring.
Oh, well.
Are you not?
I think the process is just called canning.
I think the process called canning is probably putting something in a can, not preserving something. What you're doing is preserving, right?
You could call it the preserved, like preserved fruits and vegetables.
That's great. If we're in there, if we're waist deep in this grocery store redesign, why would that be off the table?
It does say preserved food in a can, but I think, but then I have a whole book on home canning and the it has whole sections about like how to seal your mason jar properly.
It's possible to write a wrong book.
I don't think that this person did.
Like, it's a book, so it's infallible.
Well, no, but this particular home canner like... is a pro.
Who? Who? Name this person.
I will not.
Name this person.
So you could drag her? No. Absolutely.
Come out from the shadows. It's gone on long enough.
It has. Thank you all for listening.
Whoa.
We haven't done ratings. Right?
What?
We got to rate. You like to rate.
What are we rating?
The shrimp. Dave? I also will say that before I put all the shrimp into the pesto pasta dish, I took one shrimp and brought it in to Dave to taste. He was still working, so I brought it into him at his desk.
And placed it into my mouth as I was typing on my keyboard.
And then I moved his jaw for him so that he wouldn't have to put any effort into chewing.
He said, chew. And I did, and I swallowed.
Is there another way to share food with someone?
No.
Anyway, we tasted this with and without the sauce. It's just a quick point I wanted to make.
Oh, yeah.
Because I wanted to know what it tasted like without the sauce.
Okay, so I had 6 shrimp in my bowl. So we're going to rate this on 1 to 6 international sections.
Okie dokie.
Go ahead.
I would give this a 5. I'm eager to eat it again. Also, I was just thinking earlier about this because someone posted a thread on Twitter of vegan seafood options, store-bought and homemade. And it got me thinking about how hard giving up seafood was for me back in the day. It was actually the last thing I gave up. Cheese went first.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, went earlier for me than seafood. It was hard. Anyway. 5. I missed shrimp. Now
5 international sections at the grocery store.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
What about you?
I'm going to give this. I thought the taste was there. I thought the texture was there. I don't care so much about the protein fact that you tried to like stain my glee with.
I was just qualifying because some people worry about...
I liked the size of it. I liked... eating it on its own. I also liked it in the dish. I am excited to try it again with different cooking methods, with different pairings. I am excited to eat so much of this that I become sick and am turned off of this food because I'll always associate it with that sickness, which is, you can't get a higher mark than that.
I agree.
This is 6 out of 6 international sections at the grocery store. This is just 6 out of 6.
Can I say something?
What?
For some reason, even though you said 6 several times, I forgot it was out of 6, and I wanted to give it a 6 as well.
That sounds a little bit Jenny come lately.
No, it's Jenny come wasn't listening.
Jenny come wasn't listening.
Jenny wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
But also says 6.
So... it was pretty clear about it being 6.
Oh yeah, crystal clear. And then I forgot.
Well, I'm sorry, but you're a 5. You're a 5 out of 6.
But I'm.
Hey, we can do this again with another pairing in another dish and treat it like a whole new thing. And I think that the listener single would be okay with that. And if not, they could just skip it over and. That week we get 0 listeners instead of the 1 listener we get.
Well, what about, there's the, also Vegan Z-Star has a shrimp.
Thought you wanted to try this shrimp.
I did. We did try, I would like to eat it again.
That would be your chance to rescore it, though, is my point.
Oh, I see. I don't know.
All right.
We'll discuss that.
Right now, it's a 5 out of 6 international sections at the grocery store.
Yeah.
I've got a 6 out of 6.
Yeah.
My whole heart's in it.
Yeah, not like
international sections of the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
And I look forward to what's next from All Vegetarian.
Me too.
I can't wait to see where they go from here.
Yeah. I think they have more stuff.
I hope. I think that's a safe assumption. I think they make more stuff. Nope, they make one box of shrimp a year. We were lucky enough to get it.
Thank you all for listening. If you're enjoying the show, take a second to rate, review, and subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. It really helps us out, and we just love reading those 5-star reviews. We might even read yours on the pod. We will. You can also follow...
If we don't get so many that we can't read them all.
I mean, we could read more than one in an episode.
If we got 1,000, it would take us forever to do that, and I don't want somebody to be disappointed.
Guys, let's see how...
My biggest fear is somebody being mad at me.
Really?
In my whole life.
You can follow us at Talkin' Tofu on Twitter or at Talkin' Tofu Pod on Instagram. And I'm at Glue and Glitter on all social media.
The idea of somebody being mad at me is really upsetting.
This has been true my whole life.
Don't be mad at me. Anybody ever. Please. I'm Line Leader on Twitter and Instagram.
And we'd love to hear from you. Got a suggestion for a food we should try? Thoughts about an episode? Just want to say hello? Don't tell Dave you're mad at him.
Well, I mean, be honest. I need to know if you're mad at me, though. I need to know it. And I can't run away from it. I'm going to try and do things in my life that make people not mad at me. But I'm also going to try and do what's right. And that's going to make some people mad sometimes.
Yeah.
That's part of growth. Mm-hmm. And so I have to be okay. I'm saying if I made you mad, you have to tell me too. You have to.
Legally binding.
That's the only way that we'll both grow. Because you need to be confident enough to tell me that I've made you mad.
So if you have made Dave mad, write to us at Talkin' Tofu.
If you've made me mad.
No, if Dave's made you mad.
No.
Or any of the other things aforementioned.
If you have any things that made you mad can be included in the things that you write us about. And I hope that they are. But don't wait for something to make you mad to write us.
The address that you'd send those comments to is talkintofupod@gmail.com. That's talking without the G. Talkin' Tofu is a production of Caddington Inc. Our music is by Delicate Beats. Bye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.